فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أُرُدُّهَا. One ayat. Another ayat, let us see. Come. If you are becoming Molanas, let us see. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum hatta tasta'nisu wa tusallimu ala ahliha. Make salam to the people of the house. Another ayat. Come. That is after a fight. Okay, all right. Fasfah anhum wa qul salam. We had an argument with someone. Allah Ta'ala says, clear out. Sort it out. Because some person, there can be misunderstandings. In wa qul salam. We say, assalamu alaikum. Next ayat. Okay, that is not to be make salam. That is from Allah Ta'ala. There's peace upon those who follow the right path. Wassalamu ala manittaba al huda. Yeah. Okay, we speak about the salam when you make salam in entering the house. Tahiyyatin mubarakan tam min indillahi tayyibah. 18th para, I think. Laysa alal a'ma. What is the ayat? Can someone tell me there? Just before. No. Yeah, it's a long ayat, but it comes that when you go. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. That is, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا, when you enter your house, فَسَلِّمُوا, make salam, عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بُيُوتِكُمْ. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, upon your family people, تَحِيَّةً مُبَارَكَةً. Ya Allah Ta'ala says, not just assalamu alaikum, mubarakah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So, salam is a very big ibadat. Salam to our parents in the morning, salam to our brothers, sisters, salam to our friends, salam to our ustad. We must make salam first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Assalamu alaikum, you get 10 sawab. Wa rahmatullah, you get another 10. Wa barakatuh, another 10. And you must make, if someone says assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, if you just say assalamu alaikum in reply, you can get a guna. Because the ayat of the Quran Sharif is, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّهَا. Reply in a better way. If he said assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, أَوْ رُدُّهَا, reply exactly or in a better way. Alright? So, it would mean you have to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. That is equal now. O rudduha. Be ahsan, better than that one. Wa barakatuh you. When we make salam, there's three stages of salam. The first is with the tongue. Assalamu alaikum. It means peace be upon you. But you can't around, turn around, go around there and speak to your friend. This guy here, you know, he's a big spy. I tell you, he's a big, what is it, would they call it? Bolter, yeah. He said, hello. But you meet him, you say, you know what? Assalamu alaikum. This is salam of the munafiq. You make salam with your tongue, but your heart has got no peace in your tongue for that Muslim brother or sister. Secondly, that's a one stage. Salam with the tongue. Secondly, is salam with the hands. Make salam with the hands, the second stage. That salam is for people who come from out of town. People who come from a different place, visitors who come, assalamu alaikum. You can't just put your hand in and you don't say assalamu alaikum. Sometimes when senior people come, they say assalamu alaikum. You must speak proper salam. This ada, with the tongue, assalamu alaikum. If you had to hear the salam of Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah, you would be surprised. It was, he's giving you a bouquet of flowers. So sweet. Assalamu alaikum. Sweet. Not assalamu alaikum. It's also a way of saying, who wants to hear a salam like that, that you're smacking him. So, sweet salam. With the tongue, it must be sweet. You must look at the person, assalamu alaikum. It's rude, assalamu alaikum. Meanwhile, you're speaking, you're looking at someone else. That is not making ikram in Muslim. So, with the tongue, salam. With the hand, with that also, there's different people that come, especially people that are seniors, that are pious, that are prominent. You make salam with both the hands. One hand is against the sunnah. Both of the hands. And you have to say, either wa alaykumus salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Or you can say, wa alaykumus salam. Or you can say, assalamu alaykum. No, assalamu alaykum, assalamu alaykum, assalamu alaykum. That is also incorrect. The salam must be made with tajweed. Why? The munafiqeen used to say, assalamu alaykum, astaghfirullah. They used to greet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they used to turn the tongues. Assamu means what? Assamu means you are our shepherd. Be our shepherd. Ya yuludina la taqulu. Ya yuludina la taqulu ra'ina wa qulu ndhurna wa sma'u. Oh believers, don't say, no, it wasn't with salam there, ra'ina. But when you pull it a little more, ra'ina, become our shepherd. So the munafiqin, the Yahud, would go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not the munafiqin, the Yahud. They say, ya ra'ina. And ra'ina mean keep us in mind. Make ri'ayat of us. So they would pull it a little longer, and then they would go outside, and they would laugh. They say, you know, we made a fool out of them. So Hazrat Aisha radhiallahu anha said, ya Rasulullah sallam, do you know what they are actually meaning and why, how they're changing the word? Rasulullah sallam said, yes. She was surprised. Then why don't you stop it? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't you see my answer to them? I say same to you. Same, what you have said to me, wa alayk, and upon you also the same thing. So what he told me, I threw it back at them. In this way here, they may be celebrating, but I'm celebrating also in a nice way, in my heart, that whatever they tried to throw upon me, that I threw it back onto them. So it's very important to say, to make salam with tajweed. Assalamu alaykum. Proper tajweed. People observe this type of things, and it's correct. From where did Muhammad come to Muhammad? Way back. Baby boy is born, they say Muhammad. Mufti Sahab, do you spell it M U H A double M Muhammad or one M or is it M O H A double M? And all the governments in the world got a problem. They don't know now how do it, everyone spells the name differently. Some spell M O H A M E D Muhammad. Others M O H A double M E D to Muhammad. And it's M U H A M E D Muhammad. Another one, M-U-H-A-double-M-E-D. That's for Muhammad. And others yet, M-A-H-A-M-E-D, Muhammad. And others yet, M-O-H-O-M-E-D, Muhammad. And it came to Muhammad, and it came to Mo, and it went to Muhammad, and it went to way and way, and how they messed up the beautiful name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, certain things... Abdullah, we say Abdullah, it's our laziness. But the correct way is Abdullah. Abdullah, Alif Bada, means what? Abad. Abad means forever. Allah's forever, I don't know how it's going to work out this meaning, instead of Allah's slave and servant. So it's important that we start introducing the correct pronunciation as far as certain things are concerned. Stage one of salam, with the tongue. Stage two of salam, with the hand. Not with ladies. Here you don't give no hand. If she give you a hand, you turn around. But sometimes you're in a trap. Your cousin comes, assalamu alaikum, how are you? And she give a hand. But you must be clever. You look down, and you know she's coming, you keep a knife in your hand or something like that. Something, a baby in a hand. When she want to give a hand, there's no place. So how can you do this thing now? And one friend, mashallah, he's got so much taqwa, he's a businessman. When the female ladies come to rap, he sees them coming, he quickly put a big bandage on his hand. Then when he gives the hand, now he can't, he's bandaged. He says, oh, shame, so sorry. When we fear Allah, Allah will open the way. One person, when he goes, and a lady, they want to give the hand, official work. Then he says, you know, I don't mind greeting him, but my wife is very jealous. She find out, she'll kill me. Say, oh, so sorry, so sorry, so sorry. Alhamdulillah, our work is done. You look down, sometimes you have to go to the bank, you have to go to the government offices, whatever it may be. And they'll respect you for it. Anyway, that's the second stage of salam. The third one is you had a big problem with someone. That is when you make mu'anaka, or it's a unique occasion, they came from Hajj, or they came from Umrah. And there also there's sunnahs. Either one time, your right hand must go to there. Obviously it would be because the opposite to, not left, because Rasasana is to start good things with the right. So many learned people also, we never knew, it was brought to our notice, and we make salam, we go to the right. But sometimes you want to go to the right, then you clash now, that you want to bump, then you think, sunnah, I heard. Don't say, I know the sunnah. Say, I heard the sunnah is right to right. You whisper in his ear. And like as he went, there was a bidati masjid, very big day in Durban, Grey Street Masjid. The last alim that gave of the ulama Diyoban Bayan in that masjid was Azraji, Allah Ta'ala made it in 72. And the imam was a bidati. And as he was around, and that time it wasn't so hot, this whole subject. So they gave Aziz, and Aziz gave a bayan on the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Jumma'te, mashallah. Masjid was chock-a-block. After the mass and everything, the imams up came, and he greeted Aziz, and he said to Hazrat, my eyes have opened up today. So as he greeted him, Aziz whispered in his ears, Allah make the eyes of the heart also open. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.